Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Awareness of the degenerative disease ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, has increased in recent years thanks to the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. But now it's back in the news because of something less positive, a possible link between mercury and fish and ALS. Preliminary research suggests eating certain kinds of fish may increase the risk of developing ALS.
For most people, eating fish is a part of a healthy diet, but lingering concerns about toxins in seafood and the role it plays in our health have been triggered by these new findings. How concerned should we be about eating fish, mercury consumption, and the possible link to ALS? The author of the study that revealed this link joins us. Dr. Elijah Stommel is a professor of neurology at the Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth College and a neurologist at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. Dr. Angeline Andrew is an assistant professor of neurology at Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth and is an experienced molecular epidemiologist. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
Dr. Stommel, we'll start with you. So many people are told to include fish in their diet a few times a week. So how does your research indicating a link between mercury-laden fish and ALS impact that recommendation?
Well, first of all, I don't want to discourage people from eating fish, and our research isn't meant to scare anybody. ALS is a relatively rare disease. There are probably genetic predispositions to the disease, and then on top of that, probably a variety of environmental influences that can trigger the disease. And so in the literature, mercury has been thought of as possibly being a risk factor, as have some other heavy metals. And so we have this involved questionnaire that we've been having our ALS patients and a control group take over the last several years, and we probably have over 700 questionnaires now that ALS patients have taken. And so we were interested in looking at the question of whether eating fish might predispose patients to a disease like ALS. And fish in general are one of the main sources of organic mercury. So we were able to look at a variety of fish. And there is sort of a scale that the EPA puts out as to what fish are high in mercury and which fish are low in mercury. And so we've been looking at that question.
Dr. Andrew, what led you to pursue specifically fish and mercury?
Fish were previously linked to ALS in a study in Lake Michigan a number of years ago. So there was a precedent for potential issue with fish consumption, and then mercury is a known neurotoxic agent, so that link is also well established. However, the prior work has been inconsistent in that most of it was focused on an inorganic form of mercury and occupational exposures to mercury, and we feel that our hypothesis is that this methylated form of mercury that's found in fish or the organic form may be more of a risk factor due to its availability into the human body.
Where does this mercury come from? Do the fish consume mercury in the water and then we eat those fish and that is what might possibly be harmful to us? Can you just explain it to us?
The mercury goes into the water system and then is taken up by very small organisms in the food chain. And then those small organisms are eaten by little fish, which the classic food chain biomagnification, the bigger fish eat the little fish. And so the highest levels of mercury are found in fish that are high on the food chain or have a high trophic level, such as shark and swordfish.
What fish have the least amount of mercury? Do you know?
Fish that are recommended, and it's partly the mercury, but also a combination of having higher omega-3 fatty acids, which are supposed to be beneficial to neurologic health. And also we want to consider the organic compounds, such as polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, that can occur in water systems. So it's sort of considering that combination of factors that's important in choosing fish that are high in omega-3 fatty acids, low in mercury, and low in organic contaminants.
Dr. Stommel, can you just give us an example? Can you name a few fish that have relatively low levels of mercury, just for those of us in the audience that are going out of our way to consume fish?
So sardines, squid, codfish probably are all pretty low in mercury. I think wild salmon is relatively low. If you were eating swordfish 4 or 5 days a week, one might expect to see higher levels of mercury in your blood.
How are mercury levels then tested? Is it a blood test? And once it's revealed that you have a high level, is it possible to remove mercury from the human body?
The mercury levels will drop with time if you don't have a source of mercury anymore. In our study, we looked at nail samples, so toenail, fingernail. You can use hair, but all the products that people put in their hair tends to make that a more difficult task. So we chose to look at nails.
So if we are concerned, because I don't know how many people do eat shark on a weekly basis, but I know people that do eat swordfish, if we're concerned because we have family members with ALS and we think we might have a genetic predisposition, should we ask our doctors to test our mercury levels?
I think if you were, I mean, there probably are many reasons not to have a high mercury level. But I think we don't routinely as physicians measure mercury levels unless we think there is some sort of toxic effect going on. And there are chelators that you can take to remove mercury, but they're not generally used. So I'm not sure I would recommend. And the other issue is the genetic predisposition. I mean, there are some forms of genetic ALS that are quite clear. There are other cases that aren't so clear. And there may be many genetic factors that raise your risk of developing ALS, and we don't know what all those are. So unless you have a very strong family history of ALS, you might not know that you have a genetic predisposition.
So what is your bottom line advice for those in our audience in terms of the role mercury plays in ALS?
Well, I think the bottom line is that ALS is a relatively rare disease. Most of us are never going to get the disease. And most of us that eat a lot of swordfish aren't going to get the disease, but it probably is a risk factor. Eating mercury-laden fish, and if you want to reduce your risk of developing a disease like ALS, one should avoid eating large amounts of fish that are high in the food chain that might have high levels of mercury in them.
Dr. Elijah Stommel is a professor of neurology at the Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth College and a neurologist at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. Dr. Angeline Andrew is an assistant professor of neurology at Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth and is an experienced molecular epidemiologist. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for inviting us.